All right, Ron, just when we're enjoying our 9-year anniversary on the station, just when we're about to segue into pirate talk, there's a new AB tweet. Joe Kopp, what do we have?
It's a simple one, but it just says, organizations got the fans tricked.
Organizations got the fans tricked. Is he meaning like the Steelers have the fans tricked?
I don't know how to decipher
it. Here we are trying to decide what AB is tweeting. That's like a hopeless assignment.
I can't help but see how that almost directly coincides with the posting of an Ed Bouchette column that the Steelers, not Antonio Brown, will decide where he goes. It literally just posted to postgazette.com. And I don't think AB's going to appreciate my column that's posting at noon, which is basically about his own personal meltdown over these last several months and how, as much as he wants to blame Ben for this, and that became clearer than ever in Greg Jennings' sit down with Colin Cowherd yesterday, where he said he sat down with AB recently for lunch, and basically AB blames everything on Ben. What does Ben have to do with the off-the-field stuff? What does he have to do with furniture flying
driving
cars going 100 miles an hour and threatening to break people's jaws? Nothing. Nothing at all.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, he's promised he will have his say at some point. I can't wait to hear it.
I so hope they ship him off to Buffalo or someplace like that.
I like Detroit, too.
Detroit would be nice.
Detroit would be very nice.
Where else? Horace, where would be the worst possible landing spot for AB where he would – I mean, Buffalo
is
basically
Buffalo,
Siberia.
Yeah, that's kind of a no-brainer. I was on with a radio host in Wisconsin yesterday because they were all fired up about the potential of getting AB. And then I saw some tweets after I had been on with them for about 10 minutes that about five fans are going like, after hearing that guy, I've changed my mind. I said, I don't want anything to do with him. You know, Green Bay wouldn't be a bad place except for the weather. I mean, you got a Hall of Fame quarterback again. But I just don't see how we can coexist with anybody.
Arizona would be another place where he'd go with a young quarterback.
And what
he'd
if
have Larry Fitzgerald cramping his style. You know what I mean?
I've thought of that. And what if they take – what if they take the kid first overall, Kyler Murray? What if they take him first overall, which is their coach had said he was going to, or he had said if he had the number one pick, that's who he'd take, and he's got it.
So I can't wait to see how this plays out. Well, we'll get back to that. We'll get back to organization got the fans tricked tweet from AB. But, Ron, may we move on to baseball for a moment?
Oh, we can right after Jim's update here.
That's next on Cook and Joe.